We need to continue seeking spiritual maturity through not forsaking the assembly. We notice here that the Hebrew writer in chapter 10, verse 25 says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, as so much more as you see the day approaching. You know, Bible study, prayer, and worship, there is always room to grow in your faith. We all know the work is tiring. You know, and I say the same thing, even working all day. And sometimes it's not about working a job. It's here, you know, doing the work of the Lord. Sometimes we grow weary, and we wonder if what we were doing even matters. There are times when the work feels endless, and it seems like we're not making enough of a difference. I apologize, my slides were messed up there a minute ago. If you want to turn to Joshua chapter 1 and verse 9, it says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. This verse reminds us that even in those moments, God is with us and strengthens us. I know a moment ago we read in Galatians, but I just wanted to go back there in chapter 6 and verse 9. And I'll just read it one more time. It says, and let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. This is a great verse to remind all of us that perseverance is key. Even though the work can be exhausting, it is worth it in the end. Support one another during difficult times. The importance of fellowship and how the church can be a source of strength for each other. When one member is weary, the others can lift them up. We're not meant to do this work alone, but as a family of believers. Don't hesitate to lean on one another for support. This makes me think of a family unit and how close-knit we are most of the time. Always in communication with each other. And we're around each other enough to make it easy to notice and be aware when they need something. It is no different with your church family. If you are not with them or taking the time to get to know them, how can you actually know their needs and help lighten their load? I am sure all of you at one time has had somebody pray for you. Doesn't that feel really good when somebody goes out of their way, knowing someone is going to God on your behalf? God provides the strength, the guidance, and the opportunities that we need. Look around and see where the work needs to be done in the church, in your families, and the community. I hope you can leave this building with a renewed sense of purpose to seek out and engage in the work of God that He has prepared for you. If there is anyone here tonight that could use the help of the congregation in any way, please come forward, and as we stand and as we sing.